What do you call the little red vegetables that are grown out in the, they're about this big?
Radish.
Okay, they're a little peppery. And what about the round red or vegetables that ketchup is made from and other things?
Tomato.
Okay. And the plural of that is?
Tomatoes.
What about the very small tomatoes that are about as big as?
Cherry tomatoes.
A red, okay. We used to call those Tommy Toes. I don't know, my father who grew up in Mississippi.
Well,
that was the term.
Tommy Toes, I never heard that. I've heard that, heard tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. But Tommy Toes refers to the little ones.
Oh, the little ones. Yeah, no, I never heard that expression.
Just the little ones. Okay, along with meat, you might have a baked...
Along with meat?
Along with the steak, you might have a baked...
Potato.
Okay. What kind of potato has yellow meat?
Sweet potato.
Okay. Is that the same thing as a yam?
Yeah, yam and a yam could be a slight different variety of the same plant as a sweet potato.
But the
words are interchangeable in common usage.
Okay. All right. What's the vegetable that has a strong odor that makes tears come to your eyes?
Onion.
Okay. You ever heard the pronunciation ignorant for that? There's an old time expression or pronunciation ignorant. Have you ever heard that?
Onion?
Mm-hmm.
No, never heard it.
Okay. What kind of
vegetables? I used to know a fellow that called them onions. O-Y-O-N-S.
Onions?
And onions. And I think you spelled it that way.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what is the vegetable that's grown, you can often, it's about this long and green. You can slice it up and fry it. And you can also use it in gumbo.
Okra?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you leave an apple or a plum around, it will dry up and...
Well, there's a certain variety called the prune.
Okay, but what will happen to the skin? The skin will dry up and...
Plum skin?
Well, a plum or an apple. If you keep it around the house too long, it'll dry up and the skin will get little ridges in it. It'll contract and you'll say that the skin...
has shrunk.
Or shriveled is what I'm looking for.
Shriveled, yes, it's shriveled, huh?
Okay. Okay. Okay, what are some of the vegetables that come in heads?
Come in heads?
Mm-hmm.
Lettuce, cabbage.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and speaking of, if you had several heads of cabbage, would you say these cabbage are big or these cabbages are big?
I believe I'd use plural for cabbages. These cabbages are large.
Okay. Okay. And would you say three head of cabbage or three heads of cabbage?
I'd say head. I'd say three heads of cabbage.
Okay. Okay, when you want to get beans out of a pod, you say you have to...